This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one.
Last time I talked about the famous Dam Busters and how skipping stones were the inspiration for the bouncing bombs invented by Sir Barnes Wallace in World War II. Lancaster planes from the 617 Squadron dropped the bombs, which hit the water spinning, skipped several times, struck the wall of the dam, sank, and then exploded while hard up against the dam wall, destroying it and flooding the valley below. But long before World War II, the sport of skipping stones across water was known to the ancient Greeks. The Oxford English Dictionary mentions skipping stones with regard to the phrase ducks and drakes, which first appeared in 1583. Back in the 16th century, somebody had decided that the first, third, fifth, and so forth skips would be the ducks, while the even-numbered skips would be the drakes. Now, the moral intent of this phrase is that in the same way that the stone ultimately vanishes without a trace into the water, the spendthrift squanders everything in playing ducks and drakes with his or her money. But the first scientific analysis of skipping stones was done in 1968 by a chemistry student named Kirsten Coths at Amherst College in Massachusetts. Kirsten discovered that stones that successfully skip hit the water at an angle of about 20 to 30 degrees, and not with their leading edge, but with their trailing edge. The flat stones then build up a moving wedge of water in front of this trailing edge, and when the hill of water became big enough, would slide up the hill and then shoot over it to do the next skip. Each skip or contact would last about a hundredth of a second. Now, of course, the energy to make this mini hill of water comes from the moving stone, which, after a number of skips, loses all its energy and sinks. In 2003, Lederic Bocquet, a physicist from the Claude Bernard University in Lyon, in France, derived a mathematical formula. It accurately described the number of bounces that a stone could do in terms of its mass, angle with respect to the water, launch speed, and spin rate. His formula was so accurate that it even described the increasingly shorter skips of the stone at the end of its run, known to stone skipping experts as the pitty-pat. Monsieur Bocquet's personal best is 15 skips, corresponding to an initial launch spin rate of 9 spins per second. But a travelling oil field engineer by the name of Jadone Coleman McGee used his journeys to find good stones and his intuition to win the Guinness World Record for stone skipping in 1992. He achieved an astonishing 32 bounces on the Blanco River in Texas. Bocquet's formula tells us that McGee must have launched the stone at around 43 kilometres per hour with an initial spin rate of about 14 times per second. McGee reveals his secrets in his book, The Secrets of Stone Skipping. Now, the current Guinness World Record holder is Russell Byers, who skipped his stone 51 times back in 2007. So, now that you're ready to take on the best in the world, here's the important part, the technique. First, the stone should sit comfortably in the hand and be reasonably flat. And yes, it should be thrown parallel to the ground with as much spin and speed as you can muster. But you should not bend down and start with your arm close to the ground. No, this is where I, and presumably many others, made our first mistake that held us back from skipping stone greatness. Instead, you should, according to the world record holders and other expert stone skippers, start with your throwing hand curved and high above your head in the famous flamenco dancer position, and then fill your lungs with air. Then, in a carefully choreographed ballet, you simultaneously expel the air, zip your non-throwing arm across your body, twist your shoulders 180 degrees, shift your weight onto your leading foot, forcefully bring your throwing arm down and forward, and then launch the stone with as much spin as possible. And also, you would like the back end of the spinning stone to first kiss the water at an angle of about 20 degrees. Indeed, when the space shuttle returns to Earth, it does a little skipping off the dense atmosphere as it descends. And the latest proposed use for this skipping technology is in the hypersaw plane. It would rocket up to an altitude of 40 kilometres, glide down until it hit the denser air, and then bounce or skip off it and back up again while simultaneously firing the engines. 18 skips and 72 minutes would get you from Chicago to Rome. But the rest of us, well, we can use the hand above the head launch position to really impress others with an enormous number of skips.
What does it mean? Why is it so?